Elections in Afghanistan, scheduled for June, could be delayed despite a new United Nations plan to register millions more Afghan voters. Fewer than 10% of Afghanistan's 10.5 million people are on current voter rolls. Barnett Rubin is a former advisor to the UN Special Representative for Afghanistan. He says logistical problems are hampering voter registration.
In general, in Afghanistan, people have no form of personal identification. Most buildings do not have addresses. There is no one in the country who has any previous experience with holding or organizing elections. So the UN was planning to actually flood the country with international volunteers to work with and train the Afghans. But now the security situation has deteriorated to the point that the UN is no longer to recruit those volunteers. So the entire operation is far, far behind schedule.
Any chance of delaying them past June?
Because of the weather in Afghanistan, it's not really possible to hold a national election once the weather turns cold in the fall. So one option would be to delay the presidential elections for a few months, maybe as late as September. It is absolutely impossible to hold parliamentary elections in Afghanistan this year, because parliamentary elections are much more complex. You have to register thousands of candidates. You have to print different ballots for each constituency. If the elections are held in the coming year, it will still be difficult, but I believe then that those political forces in Afghanistan that mistrust presidential power and also the ethnic power that might be associated with it, that is the power of the Pashtuns, the largest ethnic group, will insist that the presidential and parliamentary elections be held at the same time.
The current U.S.-backed president, Hamid Karzai, is expected to win those presidential elections. Does he face any opposition?
There is a woman who works for the United Nations, Masouda Jalal, who has announced that she will run against him, which is really an issues candidacy rather than an attempt to win the election. The question right now, really in a way the hottest political question in the country, is not so much whether Karzai will win, but whether he will win as a consensus candidate in an election that is mainly about legitimating the new system, or whether he will win a contested election, which will probably be fought along ethnic lines and will be very bitter.
Can international monitors supervise elections both in Iraq and Afghanistan?
I would say that given the current security conditions in both of those countries, it would be impossible to send international monitors. That's part of the difficulty and the failure of the U.S. government and the Bush administration to protect security in those countries after its military victories has really undermined its own program of trying to hold elections in those countries.
Are there any other parallels between the situations in Iraq and Afghanistan with regard to elections?
We think of elections as a way through which the majority can win. But both Afghanistan and Iraq are ethnically divided societies, and simply having an election to determine who is the majority could actually be quite dangerous if there are not adequate measures to assure the security of the minority and some measures for power sharing. So simply holding elections in the absence of rule of law or other mechanisms for distributing power could actually reignite conflict rather than stabilize the country.
Barnett Rubin, Director of Studies at the Center on International Cooperation at New York University.